What you watch depends on what kind of mood you're in. Sometimes you're craving comedies like Friends or South Park, and sometimes you're more into dramas like HBO's Succession and House of the Dragon. There's also cooking shows like Chopped and Beat Bobby Flay, and even movies like The Lord of the Rings and Shazam! Fury of the Gods. Well, Max is the streaming destination that has the best of entertainment for whatever mood you're in anytime. And plans start at as little as $9.99 a month. Max, the one to watch. Subscription required. Visit max.com.
T-Mobile's network can help keep you connected to all your favorite podcasts when you're out and about. Whether you're an early bird looking to dive into a daily news podcast or a night owl who wants to catch up on the latest reality TV drama, T-Mobile will keep you connected on their strong and reliable network. T-Mobile covers more highway miles with 5G than anyone. So if you need great coverage, especially when you're on the go, check out T-Mobile. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/CY. That's S-E-E-W-H-Y.
This is pretty typical of me. Earlier this week, I came in with no chapsticks. Somehow, I now have three chapsticks with me. I'm not sure why I needed three tubes of chapstick, but somehow, I grabbed a coat that had one in the pocket. I had one in my jeans pocket. And then I realized that when I thought I didn't have one the other night, there actually was one in my makeup bag in my purse, or it's a bag, it's not really a purse, but yeah, so I went from having none or thinking I had none to having three. Don't you worry, we're all set, because it's going to be one heck of a show. Multiple chapsticks might be required because this show marks the return of the Chubby Bunny World Championship. Many of you have gone and viewed last year's Chubby Bunny World Championship. We shared the YouTube video on both Twitter and Facebook a little while ago, earlier this afternoon. If you haven't seen it, check it out, A-Law Radio, or on our Facebook page. Many of you are already prepared for what will be a wild final hour.
No, that's it. You're done.
I still can't hear it without laughing. Many of you are in the same boat, so you're all prepared for what will be a wild ride through the first half hour of the last hour. Does that make sense? Yeah, don't want to miss it. It's going to be 5:20 Eastern Time, 2:20 Pacific Time, and we will film it. We'll do it live here on the radio, so if someone dies, well, you'll hear it. I'm going to try not to make myself laugh so that I bow out real early. We've got our crew ready to go. They have now just over 3 hours to be prepared. And let me just tell you where everyone is right now. First of all, I'm here hosting this show. And so I've got to stay mentally focused and not be thinking about Chubby Bunny between now and then. Second, we've got producer Jay, who's on the other side of the double pane glass. Now, he will be coming into the studio. He is the reigning co-champion. Matt the Musher from Alaska is not joining us this year. Matt and Jay, I mean, they kind of backdoored it. They backed into it because we gave them an opportunity to settle it, and neither one of them could get even one more marshmallow in their mouths. What did you have, 6.5?
Yeah, about 6.5.
7 went flying across. Well, it would have gone flying across the room, except for that smacked right into the microphone. If you have not seen it, I highly recommend that you watch the video. So Jay and I are here already. We're going to work right up until the moment that we engage in another world championship. The other two contestants, now it's different this year. Our new contestant is Pat, who you may know from the DA show that follows us here on the network, but he also works on other shows during the week. He's what we call a utility infielder. I did that for many years. You just plug holes wherever it is that the network needs you. Well, that's where you fill in. So that's what Pat does. He's actually hosting a show overnight as well on our New York affiliate. So Pat is in the building. We know he's here. The one guy that we're worried about, oh, by the way, Pat saw the video earlier on today. He didn't know what Chubby Bunny was. He had no idea. So we invited him. He said yes, but he didn't know what it was all about. He sends me this response to the video. Ha, 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 ha. I swear, there's that many ha's. OMG, laughing so hard you're crying emoji. Incredible. He's in. I said, are you ready? And he said, yes, absolutely. And then I found out he was working overnight in addition to being part of Chubby Bunny. And I said, that might be a choking hazard. I mean, we're used to working overnight. Marshmallows will be no big thing. But he is, I mean, he's doing double duty here. He's going from hosting a local radio show to jumping on the network to try to unseat producer Jay as the reigning champion of Chubby Bunny. And then there's our friend Sean, who also works on the DA show, which follows us. Now, DA's out, and so Sean is hosting right now, along with Andrew Bogish, who is likely to be our MC. You know, we're essentially pilfering guys from the show that follows us. It really is about the timing, right? So Sean replies to my reminder. I sent him a Chubby Bunny reminder because I was worried he might forget. And he says, he's at the Yankees game. There's a rain delay. He's getting home at midnight Eastern time, but there's redemption in getting up early because he needs to redeem himself after he talked such a big game last spring and then embarrassed himself when he choked and nearly died on the air.
I get it.
Wait, we really need to hear the whole thing. Just for people who don't remember how Sean Morash nearly died on After Hours as part of the 22 Chubby Bunny World Championship.
Chubby Bunny.
No, absolutely not. It's got to be audible, man.
No.
All right.
One more chance.
Chubby,
no, that's it. You're done. He's out.
Oh, God.
Wait, what happened to double digits?
Was she all right?
I can't.
What happened to double digits?
I don't know.
Okay, my favorite part is still Pete. Pete laughs like, I mean, he laughs like a hyena. It's fantastic. That's what gets me every time is Pete laughing. I mean, you all know that I'm obnoxious when it comes to my laugh. So is Bob. Bob is obnoxious when it comes to his laugh, too. Can you imagine Bob and I sitting in a cafe somewhere in Europe? They already think Americans are loud and obnoxious, and then Bob and I are going to laugh like that. Yeah. It's just... It's a gift. All right. Chubby Bunny World Championship. Sean Morash will, in fact, be seeking redemption. And he said this before he sent me a picture of his alarm. Poor guy. He set himself multiple alarms to make sure he gets in on time. He said, and I quote, "I better win." Like I have any control over you gagging with 5.5 marshmallows in your mouth. How is that my fault?
I'm hearing excuses already.
Already?
He's already setting himself up for excuses.
Because I'm tired.
Oh, I was out late.
I was out late at a Yankees game.
You knew
game
about this for how long?
For
no
months.
No one told you to go.
Months. That's right.
Yeah, I don't want to hear that.
There's a rain delay. Yeah, seriously. Cry me a river, Sean Morash. Okay, so Sean, Pat, Jay, me. Sean, Pat, Jay, me. Choose your sides. Place your bets. Chubby Bunny World Championship. Just over 3 hours from now. Are you ready? We've managed to do three of these so far, and no one has yet died, but I can't make any promises.
That was pretty close.
The problem with me is that I'm trying to talk because it's my radio show, and I'm trying to stuff marshmallows in my cheeks because that's the game, and I'm laughing like an idiot because I can't help it. That's my personality. So, yes, I very rarely get past four because I can't look at the other yahoos in the studio and not laugh. Jay, what was your strategy last year for being a co-champion?
Last year, I wanted to try to kind of tuck them like a squirrel, if you will, putting nuts in its mouth.
Oh, funny that you mentioned squirrels. Wait until you find out what I had to do on Wednesday afternoon. Speaking of dying. Oh, no.
With a squirrel?
Oh, no. Oh, no. Okay, right. Anyway, go ahead. I have a story for you guys, by the way.
Yeah, so I tried to just kind of store them in my cheeks and then use one side and use the other side, but I think I'm going to mix it up this year. I don't want to say what I'm going to do, but that one, it didn't...
Have you been practicing?
A little bit. A little mental preparation, a little, you know, cheek massage therapy, so...
Uh-huh. That sounds creepy, but okay. So Jay did me a solid today, and I just want everyone to know that if there's anything wrong with the marshmallows, that's on Jay. But mostly, he saved me today because of the challenge I had at the homestead on Wednesday afternoon. I didn't cry, but I did say one loud swear word and then apologized in case there were any neighbors outside. Oh, no, Jay, you don't understand. This was awful. So anyway, and it's worse than spiders. Just so you know, it's worse than spiders. That's how bad. It's worse than my biggest fear in life. It's worse. Okay?
This is serious.
It's serious. No, you don't understand. I was ready to just pack up and move. That's it. I'll just move to Houston. I'll move into the radio studio. Anything.
Wow.
Yeah, no.
Willing to move into here.
No. That's maybe a little bit too melodramatic. So I had a tough afternoon. I wasn't eating dinner until 9 o'clock at night. My stomach is growling. I was all sweaty and gross from my ordeal. And I was talking to Jay and mentioned, hey, I'm going to have to give you a call back because I have to go to the store still and get the marshmallows. I thought I had a bag, but I don't. Right away, like a true partner, Jay pipes up with, I'll go get them. I thought it was at first teasing me. No, he promptly got off the phone and went to the store. Now, he actually went to a store, not the gas station, which is generally where he does his grocery shopping. Instead, he went to an actual store.
A bit of a step up.
A CVS. So it wasn't a grocery store, but they had the last two bags of marshmallows staring Jay in the face. And there he was, buying marshmallows for Chubby Bunny.
See, if that CVS didn't have marshmallows, I would have even went to the supermarket and gotten them. So that's how committed I was to the cause.
I would worry about you at the grocery store because I feel like you'd get lost in there. You're not familiar with the grocery store.
No, I have to walk by and look at the signs on the aisles when they tell you what's in there.
Bread, I have to ask cheese. For help.
Yeah.
Can you tell me where the marshmallows are, please? But instead, Jay came through in a magnificent way. We have actual marshmallows, and I told him, get two bags, because if we only need one, you know what? I'll take the others home for s'mores. Or we'll have an after-hours group s'more adventure. That would be delicious. Do you know you can make s'mores in the microwave? They're not as good as in a fire pit or in a fireplace, but since we are not allowed to start a fire here in the studio, we may have to do after-hours s'mores in the microwave. I swear they're really good. You don't have singed marshmallows, but you do have the melty marshmallow and the melty chocolate on the graham cracker.
It could work in a pinch.
Yeah, who out there would take cinnamon graham cracker for your s'mores? Would you take cinnamon graham cracker for your s'mores?
I would. Oh, I mean, so yeah, that's fine with me. Nothing against that.
So good.
I'm not going to turn down a cinnamon graham cracker.
No.
No.
Okay.
Not in the business of doing that.
No. Well, we do have the marshmallows, and we do have the iPad. That's also Jay. What would I do if Jay was not saving my bacon tonight? So Jay is bringing all of the necessary tools. We have a videographer, Billy, who lied to us last year and pretended like he actually wanted to participate in Chubby Bunny when he knew he could only get one marshmallow in his mouth. So he turned out to be a fraud. That was a total disaster. So Billy has agreed to film Chubby Bunny from this point forward. The fourth annual Chubby Bunny World Championship will take place just over 3 hours from now. You do not want to miss it. And yes, it will be filmed. In fact, Jay, this could be the end of my relationship, do you think?
Ooh.
Do you think that it? I kind of feel like I come across pretty unattractive when I've got marshmallow stuffed in my mouth and I'm laughing like a hyena. And sometimes, okay, all three times, I've spit them out.
I remember the last time, yes.
Yes, well, it's happened all three times we've done Chubby Bunny. I've upchucked them. I can't help it. That's why I have a plate and a trash can. Actually, remember last year we forgot the trash cans.
We didn't have
so
the trash
when can. I dump, when I spit them out, it was onto a plate right here for the whole world to see.
And then that's
right next to you, so you had to turn your head.
I think that's what Sean said that threw him off of his game. They used that last year as his excuse.
Excuses. We need to have emergency trash cans. That should be one thing that we have this year that we didn't last year. But back to Bob. Bob sends me a text. I told him it was a busy show. Got a great interview actually coming up at the top of the hour about the 49ers and their practice and the quarterbacks, of course, because they can't ever possibly have a year in which there are no questions at quarterback. It just happens to work out better for them than the Commanders or the Panthers or the Colts or the Browns. Anyway, he writes back instantly. Will y'all be film? Y'all. I got a y'all. It's a Texas drawl. My love sent me a text with a Texas drawl in it. And it was, will y'all video the chubby bunny? I mean, who texts y'all?
I kind of like it.
Do you?
It's pretty
Are you
going
to start texting me y'all?
No, I probably wouldn't. I don't think I can get away with that.
Y'all.
But if I was from Texas, I might.
Will y'all video the chubby bunny? But the thing is, you have to actually spell it out. Oh, unless voice text. Can I try right now with you? Okay, I'm gonna send you a voice text and see if y'all comes out over Google Voice. You ready? Y'all. It does. It actually does.
Isn't it got the apostrophe and everything?
Oh, now, wait. Now it's still. It also sent me that it does. It actually does. It's in the text. Yeah. Check it out right now. Y'all comes out in.
I got it.
Y'all comes across in voice text. At least Google.
Y'all, it does. It actually does. That's the text I got.
I know. I forgot to turn off the voice to text, and it kept recording my words. So, yes, Bob wanted to know if y'all will be filming Chubby Bunny, and I said, oh, yes, which could be the end of our relationship. It was fun while it lasted, but I suppose if a man would bolt over some good old-fashioned campfire fun, then... it was never going to last anyway.
I think he's going to want to get in on the competition next year.
Do you?
I do.
No. That's, stop it. No.
No. Don't give him ideas?
No. Bob does not need to be here in the radio studio.
Well, he could do it remote.
No.
It's been
Remember,
done.
We've already had this conversation. Bob, if he comes to visit, maybe on a holiday or some such nonsense, you are not allowed to turn on his microphone. Remember, we have an agreement.
He doesn't need to say anything to play. He does to play Chubby Bunny, I suppose. Actually, he's got to say Chubby Bunny, but... So I guess it wouldn't work.
That had to be the smartest thing you've ever said.
Just, you know, thoughts processing.
Thank you for getting the marshmallows. Thank you for bringing the iPad. We got to clean the little video screen so we know that there's nothing on it. Thank you all for being so excited about us making utter fools of ourselves. That's how it goes. All right, coming up. One game. The Florida Panthers, they just needed to keep the Carolina Hurricanes from winning one game. First Stanley Cup final since 1996 on the line for these Florida Panthers. And a familiar theme, a familiar name. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. Our Facebook page is named after the show. If you haven't seen last year's Chubby Bunny video, y'all can find it on either Twitter or Facebook. We're so excited. Set your alarms if you think you might fall asleep. You do not want to miss this. Thanks for hanging out with us on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
It's in the corner. Comes back. McKechnie settles it down for Shea. His shot goes wide again. Chatfield will keep it in. Behind the net it goes. Martin to go from. They score! Jesper Foss ties it at 3. 3:22 left in the third. And the Canes are still alive.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Good to the last drop with the drama in the Eastern Conference Finals of the Stanley Cup playoffs. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Mike Maniscalco with the call on the Canes radio network. We're talking a couple of minutes left to go. But what have we seen in this series so far? We've seen The Florida Panthers answer every challenge. And it began long before this series. It began with them having to fight, scratch, claw, because that's what Panthers do, to get into the postseason. Yes, they got some help, but they also put themselves in that position. Then they had to go through the best team in NHL history, the Boston Bruins, and they had to win a game 7 in Boston in overtime. This is a team that has faced every challenge you possibly can. And while they were on the verge of a sweep, the Canes come back and tie it in the late stages, getting a puck past Sergei Bobrovsky. So what do Panthers do? Well, they do what we've seen them do now for several weeks.
15 seconds in regulation. Kachuk, Reinhart near circle. Reinhart in the circle. Shot, and it's fought off by Anderson. Barkov right circle. Down to the goal line. Kachuk in front of shot. He scores! He scores! He scores! Matthew Kachuk, a power play goal! It's 4-3 Panthers with 4.3 seconds to go in regulation time. The Panthers take a 4-3 lead in the waning seconds. A power play goal for Matthew Kachuk. And the Panthers are 4.3 seconds away from an Eastern Conference championship and a trip to the Stanley Cup final.
Doug Plagans on Florida Panthers radio. Are you kidding me? It wasn't sudden death overtime, but it might as well have been. Remember, this is the same Matthew Kachuk, or they call him Chucky, which makes me laugh. The same Matthew Kachuk that had the overtime winner with seconds remaining. It was 12.7 seconds remaining in the fourth overtime of the opener in this series. It was the game 2 overtime goal, also Matthew Kachuk. He hadn't scored since then until a power play in the first period tonight. Give the Canes credit. They fought back from a 2-goal deficit. They tied it with minutes to go. And of course, it's Matthew Kachuk. Do you guys remember we had Doug Hyde of the South Florida Sun Sentinel with us? Sorry, Dave Hyde. Thank you, Jay. We had Dave Hyde with us. I was thinking Doug Plagans earlier this week. And we were talking to him about Miami Heat and Florida Panthers and what it's like with these two teams. And also, he made the comparison that the Jimmy Butler of the Florida Panthers is Matthew Kachuk. Every single time they needed a goal or needed a big play, Chucky was the man on the scene.
Damn right.
He said, actually, that Matthew Kachuk and Sergei Bobrovsky are fire and ice. If you missed that conversation, it's part of our podcast. And we also did share it with you on both Twitter and Facebook individually. So go back and listen to it. Great intel on the Florida Panthers. Matthew Kachuk with his fourth goal in the series, his third game-winning goal in this Eastern Conference final. And as you can imagine, he and the rest of the Panthers are, well, they're purring, if we're going with the cat analogy. They're glowing on their way to the championship series.
We know what we have in there. We know how to play. We know the right way to play. We know what makes us successful. And being in it with the guys and seeing the belief and seeing just the calmness to us is really something special. Like, nothing rattles us. I mean, they score with 3 minutes left. You'd think that, you know, uh-oh, here we go. Like, what's going to happen? But it's like the opposite. It's so fun to be around. And like, it's just so fun being at the rink right now. You know, we got a few weeks left of this, and it's going to be, we talked about it in the room, going to be the best few weeks of our lives, hopefully. So something that we're all really excited for.
Power play with a minute left, the way we were kind of moving around all game long, we were pretty dangerous. And I mean, big players make big plays, and all those five guys on that ice found a way to make a big play, and Chucky finished it off. I mean, amazing feeling.
Chucky knows how to score big goals. You know, his composure and his
He's a hockey IQ, you know. He's so smart player, so he's it's a big goal. He's been great for us all season long, and especially in the playoffs, he knows how to score big goals.
Sergei Bobrovsky there after 36 saves in this Game 4 clincher. But he got a lot of help from the defense. Did you see how many blocked shots there were by the Florida Panthers? I went back and looked at the number, 24 blocked shots. They were so active in front of Bobrovsky, doing what they could to help him out. And something else that is notable, both of Tkachuk's goals came on power plays. And those power plays, if you watch them, were relentless. They're always forcing the issue. And both times, Tkachuk is in front of the net. He's kind of skating out in front of the crease. He's going through traffic. He's making room. Both times, he's facing away from the goal. And with the puck on his stick, kind of has to turn, get a good angle, and then slap it home. He's opportunistic, but also has not, in those two situations, did not lose possession of the puck, which is just as important when there's traffic there in front of the crease.
Chucky knows how to score big goals.
Chucky does know how to score big goals. The moral of the story, Chucky knows how to score big goals. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio. First sweep in Florida Panthers playoff history. I mean, we've talked about the history with the Miami Heat, right? We've talked about the history even with the Denver Nuggets, who were a top seed, but this is their first NBA Finals in franchise history. It's everywhere you look. Just the second Stanley Cup final for these Panthers. And the last time goes all the way back to 1996. So here we are. This is kind of cool, isn't it, Jay? We've got an NBA team that could be, well, not could be, is chasing its first ever championship. And we've got the Florida Panthers, too, who are fresh blood and new. And these are the kind of storylines that I dig. Something new. It's fresh. It's different. After all these years covering hoops and hockey and just sports in general, it's great to have something new that we've not seen before.
Totally agree. I mean, if Vegas is able to close it out, they'll be a franchise looking for their first. I mean, granted, they haven't been in the league as long, but it still would be their first in history. They've come close in their short time and haven't gotten it, so they've tasted it before. Yeah, it's cool. I mean, think about just a couple years ago how old like Warriors and Cavaliers was getting every single year, year after
good
year
point.
After year. It's nice to see a change once in a while.
Yeah, absolutely. Turn the sport upside down. The Panthers were a wild card. And yet Matthew Tkachuk, Chucky to us, tells TNT there were no doubts internally.
I did. And then when we were playing Boston, the only people that were able to beat.
Let me set that up. I didn't set that up well. He was asked the question, did he expect the Panthers to be in this position?
I did. And then when we were playing Boston, the only people that thought we were able to beat them were, you know, myself and my teammates and everybody in that locker room. And I'm not going to lie, I think that series set ourselves up for even more confidence. We went into playoffs with a great record going in and had confidence, but anytime you're playing the number one team in NHL history, like, you know how big of an underdog you are. So I think we gained a lot of confidence from that series. We've been an underdog in every series so far. We're going to continue it to be in, you know, the Stanley Cup final. God, it feels good to say that. That's pretty cool. And we're going to be the underdog there. And, you know, we just believe in ourselves and not too many other people do.
Every guy in that room is just very unselfish. I mean, we changed our game throughout the year and just tried to nail down how we're going to win in playoffs. And that takes some guys in different roles or different spots they're not used to. And there's no complaining. We just went to work, and these guys just compete. And it's been a fun group to be a part of.
That voice is Mark Stahl. He and his brother Eric are on to the Stanley Cup final. Two Stahl brothers on the Panthers roster. One Stahl brother who plays for the Hurricanes and is headed home. Pretty amazing feat to have three brothers in an Eastern Conference final. And we haven't talked about it as much because the series itself has been so intriguing and because the Panthers are on this wild ride. But it is phenomenal. I mean, we talk about the Watts. Well, and now JJ's retired, but we talk about the Watts in the NFL. And obviously in Major League Baseball, we had the Molinas for a while. But to have three brothers in the same championship series in the Eastern Conference is amazing. But obviously, Jordan Stahl disappointed. I'm sure happy for his brothers. I would be too, but it's disappointing. And they were swept.
We're right there, and like I said before, it didn't feel like a 4-0 sweep series. You know, obviously, that's kind of their game, though. They definitely, you know, keep you outside and keep you from, you know, getting those second chances, and then they make you pay going down the other way quickly, and they got guys that can score goals and make you pay at the wrong time. So, you know, it was a battle, and the boys worked hard, and on the wrong side.
So for Jordan, it's disappointing. Would you go if you were a brother, or in my case, a sister, but if you're a sibling and you played in the series and got swept, would you then turn around and show up at the Stanley Cup final to support your brothers?
Probably would if I'm him. I mean, why not? And he's, I'm pretty positive he's won the Stanley Cup, maybe two when he was with Pittsburgh. So he's tasted, he's been there. I know Eric has won one too when he was with Carolina mm-hmm. a decade or so ago, or multiple, but Mark hasn't won one. So I think he can go there and watch Mark try to win one.
Jordan has won Stanley Cup. So he does know what it feels like to win. That goes back to, you said Pittsburgh, right?
Yeah, I don't remember exactly what year. One of their three.
That's a good question. I'd have to check. One of their three.
If they got in that run.
Yes. So I think even if Jordan didn't have a championship or didn't have a Stanley Cup, you could imagine the camaraderie among these brothers simply because of how hard they've each had to work to get to this point. So I would think. Now I'm just speaking through my own sibling love. I'd rather see my brother succeed than me, even. So there's no way I would miss it. So maybe even if it's painful for Jordan, he's still there because he knows what it's like to be the last team standing. Yeah, Eric and Mark are on to the Stanley Cup final, and the Vegas Golden Knights, they are one win away from joining the Florida Panthers, and they will do it, or they will try to do it against the Dallas Stars, who will not have their captain for the next game. Game four coming up on Thursday night. Jamie Benn with that brutal stick to the neck of Mark Stone early in game number three has received, and I'm kind of surprised by this, a 2-game suspension. I don't think he should play again in this postseason. So if the Dallas Stars would force a game five, he'll miss both game four and game five. And if the series continues beyond that, he would be allowed back on the ice. I really do respect him as a captain, but I did not appreciate or respect what he had to say in defense of himself and the moment on Wednesday. So you'll hear from him coming up. Also, you're not going to believe how my afternoon was derailed by a couple of furry critters. Even now, it makes me want to throw up. I better get that out of my system before we get to Chubby Bunny. Top of the hour, really excited. Jennifer Lee Chan of NBC Sports in the Bay Area will join us because it's May, and yet, once again, there's buzz around the Niners quarterbacks. It's Sam Darnold. I'm telling you, he makes all the difference. No more Jimmy G, but still plenty of questions. So that's
I don't like playing this game.
Stop. Poor Kyle Shanahan. He hates answering questions about his quarterbacks, and yet, ever since he took over. Remember, he took over and Colin Kaepernick was the starting quarterback. Wasn't Blaine Gabbert there as well? Shoot, I'm going to go back. We're going to go back
Sounds
and look
right.
When we talk about the Niners quarterbacks at the top of the hour. We'll go back and look because I swear he's had a revolving door of QBs. He's just had a really good team around them. And Jimmy Garoppolo was a winner when he was on the field. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Made a mistake. Feels really badly about it. I don't think anyone in the building feels worse than he does about it. I'm not going to pile on him. He's been a leader here, you know, for his entire career. And leads by example every day on and off the ice. Made a mistake.
Jamie's one of the, if not the, you know, best captain in this league and, you know, top leader. And you know, collectively we lost as a group tonight.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
The sentiments of Pete DeBoer and Tyler Seguin following the Jamie Benn match play misconduct, which was the game penalty, got him not only a 5-minute power play, or got the Vegas Golden Knights a 5-minute power play, but got him kicked out early in game 3 for the Dallas Stars. They were left without their leader, without one of their top forwards, and they had to try to dig out of a hole that Jamie Benn helped to put them in. We did not hear from him following game number 3. We heard from his coach. We heard from his teammates. They didn't put the loss on him. And no, it's not entirely on them, but by the time that match penalty was done, they were already in a 2-0 hole. And now here they are, down 3-0 against Vegas. And they're without him for game 4 and game 5 if the series should be extended. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. We know the Florida Panthers have already reached the Stanley Cup Final, and the Vegas Golden Knights can join them on Thursday. Jamie Benn speaking to the media, making his first comments since he took a stick in both hands, gripped it on either end, and jammed it into the neck of Mark Stone, who was already lying on the ice after kind of a weak forecheck. It wasn't a real nasty hit. He didn't crash into the boards. It's kind of awkward, actually. And the way that Mark fell was sideways down onto the ice. And Jamie Benn takes that opportunity and jams a stick into the neck of Mark Stone while he's lying on the ice. According to Jamie, well, he doesn't say it was unintentional, but it certainly doesn't sound like he's going to accept responsibility for a dirty hit.
Didn't want to take a 5-minute penalty, but you know, the game happens fast. Emotions are high, and obviously would have liked to not fall on him, and I guess use my stick as a landing point.
Of all the words I expected to come out of Jamie Benn's mouth as a captain, one that's well-respected, long-tenured in Dallas, those words were not it. He wishes he didn't fall on him and use his stick as a landing point. Yet he did fall. He ended up falling after he jammed his stick into Mark Stone's neck. Are you kidding me? Drop your stick then. Fall over sideways. You're a professional skater. Don't tell me that, whoopsie, I couldn't get around Mark Stone and I just fell. And it just so happened that I was gripping both ends of the stick and it landed on his neck. That's what it sounds like. It sounds like it was accidental, or that Jamie would like us to believe that it wasn't on purpose.
Didn't want to take a 5-minute penalty, but you know, the game happens fast. Emotions are high, and obviously would have liked to not fall on him, and I guess use my stick as a landing point.
Seriously, that's the tack you're going to take? That's what you're going to tell us? First of all, what does it matter if emotions are running high then? What does that have to do with anything if you just fell and your stick was the landing point? Again, you mean to tell me you couldn't have dropped your stick? You couldn't have wrenched your body sideways? It just so happens that your stick was gripped in both hands and you fell on Mark Stone's neck with your stick? Oh, come on. It was so intentional. You can see it. And I'm really glad that the NHL disciplinary officials did not take this as an excuse. Now, maybe he's not allowed to say anything because it would implicate him, but still, the punishment's already been handed down. His explanation's icky.
Just unfortunate play.
No, it's not.
I think I just need to be more responsible with my body and my stick, and put my team in a tough situation. So, it's pretty unfortunate.
Ew. It's unfortunate. Well, okay, if it's that unfortunate and you potentially could have hurt an opponent, did you reach out to him?
Usually don't talk to other players in a playoff series on other teams, but I saw he was okay, so that was great.
Not going to sit here and say I loved it, but we got the five-minute power play. The refs handled it the way it should have been handled, and we got a big goal from it, got a ton of momentum for our team. So, I didn't love what transpired, but it got handled the right way. We stuck together as a team, and now focus is game four.
That's Mark Stone reacting to the hit by Jamie Benn, and dirty it was. It was dirty. You cannot convince me in any way, shape, or form, nor can you convince his locker room. We heard what Peter DeBoer said afterwards. He feels terrible. Poor decision by the captain. And again, what does emotion have to do with it if it was an accident?
That was my first shift of a game on home ice when you're pretty jacked up and down 1-0, so you want to try and get your team going. Emotions are high, and it was just an unfortunate play.
No, it wasn't. It was a dirty play. It wasn't unfortunate. It wasn't an accident. It was a mistake. It was a bad choice. And yes, emotions certainly are running high when your team is trailing 0-2. But you put your team in a far worse position by A, getting kicked out of the game, and B, getting yourself suspended for the next two games should the series go that far. Honestly, I'm stunned that he did not take responsibility for it. And I hope it's because he isn't really supposed to say anything that might implicate himself, but gross. Yeah. Excuses and gross. It's After Hours, CBS Sports Radio.
The Health One healthcare system is proud to have been named one of the top places to work for women in the nation by Newsweek. Health One is the only healthcare provider in Colorado and one of only six organizations in the state to be recognized with this award. Thank you to all our colleagues, physicians, and volunteers for making Health One a great place to give and receive care. Learn more about our services, physicians, and locations by visiting healthonecares.com. That's healthonecares.com.
So, what are you thinking for lunch?
I can't. I'm getting new window treatments, so I gotta go home and wait around all afternoon for a design consultation just to get a quote. It's gonna totally mess up my workday.
Why don't you just go to Blinds.com?
Because I need custom products.
Blinds.com products are made to order and totally customizable. And you get upfront pricing right on their website to easily get your quote online.
But I wanna see the products in person.
Blinds.com ships samples to you fast and free. They can even verify your measurements and handle the installation.
Wow. How convenient. Tell me more.
Blinds.com also has a huge selection of stylish shutters, shades, curtains, and options for motorization, even for your patio. Plus, their 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Well, you've convinced me. Let's go eat. I've got time now.
Shop Blinds.com and save 45% on selected products. Plus, doorbusters for their Memorial Day sale. 45% off selected products right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Attention, listeners.
I'm pleased to announce that Radio Rental is returning for another installment of Terrifying Tales. If you happen to be new here, I'm Terry Carnation, current proprietor of the Radio Rental Video Store, where I possess a collection of the scariest true stories you've ever heard, all told by real people. Mark your calendars for... Oh, apparently it's available right now. I'm a little late with this promo.
Listen for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.